You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. We'll probably stay in the low to mid-teens today. That's all you're going to get. And then by tomorrow, it'll get closer to 40. And by this coming weekend, when Halloween rolls in, it'll actually be pretty nice.
So far, Operation Don't Tell My Kids It's a School Day is going off splendidly at the house. Knick Knack was not going to tell my kids, our kids, that they had a snow day today. So she was just going to let them get up, get dressed, get their beds made, eat breakfast, gather everything up. And then right before they go to leave, we don't have school today. But look at that, you're all ready. You've had breakfast.
So
the rooms
now you
are clean.
Do some work and...
Now it's time for homeschool. Yep.
That is equal parts brilliant and cruel.
That's pretty good. Pretty darn good.
That's wonderful. That's so good. Are they part of the remote learning today? Is Jeffco doing it?
Because so
I know DPS
not.
Is.
Yeah, DPS just said you're learning from home. So yeah, I'm actually surprised they didn't make it a remote learning day, because we talked about that a few weeks ago, how we were thinking school days were just going to kind of be a thing of the past now, or snow days were going to be a thing of the past, since everyone can just jump right in and work from home now.
Uh-huh.
But no homeschool today. Yeah. That they know of. We're going to still treat it like a school day.
DPS kids, for them, the nightmare is real.
Yeah. Get your work done.
Should we play our little email song?
Yeah,
email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Ding dong.
Here's your mail today.
You can reach out to us that way if you just go to mix100.com. Mix100.com. Up at the top of the page, you'll see a tab for Dom and Jeremy. If you click on that, you can send us an email that way, or go onto Facebook and search us out, Dom and Jeremy. You can send a message that way. This one is from Christy. Dom and Jeremy, regarding your topic last week about not telling your family member who you voted for. Do you remember that conversation?
I think it was
Wednesday.
It was a brother.
The guy was mad, right, because his brother wouldn't tell him.
Right.
Christy says, Christy says, I didn't tell my parents, and they're furious with me, so that's a real thing. Well, yeah, Christy, we didn't make it up.
No, we didn't at all. And, you know, now that we're talking about it, I want to tag on to this, because we voted this weekend. We dropped our ballots off on Saturday, filled them all out. Mm-hmm. Nicole has been very torn as to who she wanted to vote for president, because basically, I mean, she's like a lot of us. You don't like any of the choices, but she was very torn. And she made her vote for president about 2 minutes before we walked out the door to go drop off the ballots. And she would not tell me who she voted for.
Good for her.
She made me leave the room. She made the kids leave the room. And she said, I'm filling in my bubble. I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. And that's it. And I was genuinely irritated for the next hour or so. Like,
why?
Just bug her. It's like, tell me who you voted for. Just tell me. You know everything that's on my ballot. Why won't you tell me? And she said, I'm sorry. This is my vote. It's my opinion. I'm not telling you. She said, I will tell you after Election Day who I voted for.
I'm glad she's doing
I'm
that.
I'm irritated as hell, man.
Sticking it
I
right in your
this.
Eye. I love that.
We don't keep secrets from each other. This is so unlike us.
Oh.
And it's irritating. I'm like, come on. Come on.
Why do you need to know?
I don't know. Don't know, but I need to know.
Well, the answer is you don't need to know.
I do need to know. I do.
Why? Because if you disagree, you're going to, like, break up with her?
No, but I feel like we could have a conversation about why she went and did that. Why did you do that?
Okay, so you're kind of making my point that I made last week.
What's that?
When somebody says, I'm not going to tell you, they're telling you. Because she knows which way you voted, and that's why she's not telling you, because she canceled out your
vote. I really don't feel like she would have canceled my vote out.
Well, then she wouldn't have any problem telling you, my friend.
Oh, no!
So, there you go.
Why'd you do that?
We got canceled out votes in my house.
Right, yeah. Yep.
So.
Hey, you know, all right. Whatever. I was irritated.
So, Christy, thanks for the note. Jeremy will have to just deal with it, too.
Yep.
I love this one for Amy. In fact, it made me do some research, because I was very curious about the news story she's referencing. Amy writes, boys, with a Z, did you see the news story about how many people have lied to their spouse about how many partners they've had in the past?
Oh.
Wondering if that's a topic for your show, because I totally lied to my ex-husband about that number. Ha! 2 exclamation points. She's an ex-husband. Thanks, I love your show. That is Amy. And so I went and dug it up because I had not seen it. And sure enough, she's right. Here is a story from like 2 days ago or something like that. But it was a survey, and they found that 1 out of 3 people, which is a huge number, 1 out of 3 mm-hmm. admit that they've lied to their significant other about their number of partners in the past.
Did they go high or did they go low?
The top two reasons for lying are they're afraid the person would judge them by their real number. And the other reason was they thought their number was too far from their significant other's number and they wanted to close the gap.
All right.
That's fantastic. So in other words, just hypothetically.
You didn't want to look like a hoochie
right,
mama.
Right, so hypothetically, if your number was 10 and your partner says, well, I've only been with 2 people before you, then you might say, oh, yeah, well, I'm 3. I'm
only
so
3.
Close.
We're good. Yeah,
we're like totally compatible.
Oh, I see. Well, that only works then if the one person gives you the lower number first. That's the only way that would work. So you can quickly change your high number to a low number. Because if you come in at 10... If you're coming in hot at 10, oh, you think the other person would bump their numbers then?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Oh. Because if somebody starts off and they say, I've been with 10, and you've been with 2, then you might say, oh, yeah, I'm like 7
14.
Or
18.
Because you don't want to seem like you're inexperienced or...
Hey, that whole inexperienced thing.
Or
all right.
Amateur or anything, so...
This whole thing is uncomfortable.
Did you and Nicole talk about your number, Jeremy?
I'm sure we did.
Do I need to text Nicole again to find out the truth here?
No, she's busy homeschooling right now. yeah, we know. After years of being together, you know.
How do you know?
How do you know if
you
was telling
the
truth?
Other one is telling the truth?
You don't. You don't.
Of course
but at this
you don't.
Point, you would. I would honestly be like, okay, who cares? You know, if it was higher.
Well, now you would, but I know you in your younger days.
In your younger days, yeah, that was one of my things. Yeah, I would have. Like, if you come into a relationship and somebody's been with 15 people, like, and we're only 20, you're like, what? What is happening? Are you in theater?
No, they're in band.
Band? Right. Yeah, it's always the band kids.
You know, band camp.
No,
man.
The band kids. So, yeah, but I feel like now it wouldn't be that big of a deal because I know your big thing. You know, it's like you got to be mature about this, right? It's like you've had a previous life, basically.
Totally my stance. Because you say that you and Nicole have had this talk. Gretchen and I have never had this talk, and we never would. Because we are both of the mindset, like, well, yeah, you were a person before I met you. Why do I care what went on? As long as we're both healthy, let's put it that way.
Well, and you would blow her mind.
No, we are both healthy, and that's it. So right. If you're healthy, so you just don't care.
Because there is that. I mean, you bring the health talk into it.
Right. It smacks of immaturity and insecurity if you're all caught up. And how many people they knew before they knew you.
Maybe.
It's like, well, who cares?
I don't know if it's an immaturity thing. I think
I
that
mean,
actually
if it's
makes 3, you more 000, mature.
Okay,
right.
It's a little different.
I don't think it's an immature thing. It's a mature thing to ask how many and genuinely be concerned if there is anything to worry about. That's a mature thing.
No, the mature thing is to ask, is there anything that I need to be worried about? Do we need to get tested? Blah, blah, blah. And if the answer is no, and both sides, like I said, are totally healthy, then it's.
Then have at it.
It's none of your business how many people Nicole has known. That's not your business. You can argue with me.
I'm thinking about it. Isn't it just a nice to know, though? Like, okay, like this is what I'm up against?
Why? Why put something like that in your head, whether it's high or low? I mean, why? What's it going to do with you? Just get on with your life. Live your life.
In a way, there's, personally, there's like a gross out factor to me at some point, too.
So you're telling me.
I'm a little
me,
grossed out. Like, if
let
it's
me get this straight.
So
then.
Many.
On the radio with your wife listening right now.
She
are
knows.
You telling? And this is why she lied to you, by the way.
She did. Nobody's lying. Stop
this
projecting.
Is what, but if she had, what would number would have been too high
many?
For you
well,
to
when
say
when did we
I'm
start dating?
You.
She was 21 or whatever when we first started dating.
Fine, 21.
So yeah, like if there was like a 15 or 20 number, I'd be
but
like,
what's the number?
Probably any, like, once you hit, like, 8, 9, 10.
Double digits? Is that what you're
saying? Double
digits
by the time you're 21. You're really getting around. You know? And then at that age, I mean, are you lying about your health then? Or are there going to things that pop be things that pop up in the future? They don't always show up right away, either. So there is a genuine concern, dude.
There is no
things
better
show
time
up in the
for
future.
Me. There is no better time for me on this show, and it's what? Been this way for the
what?
Last 16 years. And there's no better time than when you get uncomfortable talking about.
I am
the
uncomfortable
subject.
With this stuff. It freaks
I know
me
you
out.
Are, and it just
that's
makes
why I don't
me
ever
want to
be divorced. I don't want to go through the dating pool again. I don't want any of that. I'm
oh,
so happy.
There's another question.
I'm so happy.
Now that you're 40, hypothetically,
what?
You're about to be 41 or 42.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if you got divorced and now you meet somebody, now what's the number for somebody who's in their
40s? Oh, God, I have no idea.
What are you going
you
to accept,
tell me.
Mr. Paget?
You well, tell me. You've got more life south, experience.
Anything south of 100 is fine. Okay?
100?